The compromise has the backing of anti-smoking advocates and the Tavern League, two groups that have been at odds on this issue for years. The big change that got the Tavern League on board is the delayed start date. This plan would give taverns and restaurants more than a year to get ready. Tavern League President Rob Swearingen says it will still be an adjustment for his members.
We're hoping that it will not be too much of a hardship on them. We think that given the state of the economy in the state of Wisconsin right now, hopefully when the phase-in does take effect in July 5th, 2010, things will turn around and we'll all be able to move forward.
For anti-smoking groups, the delayed start was a big concession, one they refused to make last year when a similar plan died in the legislature. Maureen Busalaki of Smoke-Free Wisconsin said she was pleased with this deal.
In a perfect world, there would be no exceptions and no delays. With that said, our priority is to protect employees and fulfill their right to breathe smoke-free air at work.
The compromise smoking ban would also preempt local bans, meaning that starting in July of 2010, no local smoking ordinance could be tougher than the state's. It would exempt cigar bars and tobacco retail shops, and it would exempt Wisconsin's casinos because the Indian tribes who run them are sovereign nations. Governor Jim Doyle released a statement saying he's pleased an agreement was reached. Assembly and Senate committees will vote on the plan tomorrow, and the full legislature will likely debate it on Wednesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.